The Ethnic Communities Council of Victoria worries that poor health literacy is exacerbating localised coronavirus outbreaks in the outer suburbs of Melbourne. Victorians and those in neighbouring states have been asked to avoid six local council areas where new cases of the virus continue to pop up that can't be traced. One in five Victorians lives in those spots, and for many, English is their second language. Isabel Rowe reports.
The challenge of dealing with a pandemic in migrant communities is something that the head of Victoria's Ethnic Communities Council, Eddie McAuliffe, is frank about.
The education or information that comes out may not be fully understood. The literacy, the health literacy of those groups is not outstanding, and sometimes their access to support services below average.
People living in six regions of Melbourne that have been identified as coronavirus hotspots are being told to avoid travelling after a surge in cases in the past week. Eddie McAuliffe says a large proportion of these residents would speak English as a second language.
And if you're looking at areas like Brimbank, Moreland, Cardinia, those sort of places, the figures are probably in excess of 50%.
Pop-up testing clinics are springing up and health authorities are going door-to-door as Victoria's Health Minister Jenny Markakos acknowledges the public health messages aren't getting through to everyone. Eddie McAuliffe thinks many people have become too relaxed about contact with others.
And I'll give you the reasons why that may happen, because in our survey with the multicultural communities, the issues that come up were social isolation, financial hardship and unemployment. Now, when you get those series of circumstances, obviously sections of the multicultural communities need support, need to help. So they would obviously reach out to their normal networks.
One of the local government areas, Hume, is already feeling the impact of the message to stay away. Local councillor Anne Potter told a council meeting last night that travellers are cancelling accommodation.
I've had phone calls from some of the accommodation up there saying, sorry, now because your address is in Hume, you're a hotspot, they're now cancelling their accommodation.
And there are similar worries in the local retail sector. Sebastian Agricola is president of the St Albans Traders Association in Brimbank.
Of course, it's a collective groan from businesses because there was some light at the end of the tunnel and it's been snuffed out. It is demoralising when that happens.
So how would local business respond if movement restrictions were tightened again?
Oh, of course. I mean, they would not be happy. Their business would suffer more, and some are just hanging in there. It wouldn't be something that they would welcome at all.
I guess it's safe to say that they're hoping it doesn't come to that.
Of course.
The Victorian government hasn't ruled out a stay-at-home order for the affected suburbs if health authorities can't get the outbreaks under control in the next couple of weeks.
Isabel Rowe.